Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. As we continue our coverage today of the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show here in Music City, USA, always great to renew an old friendship, and we did that yesterday as we talked with Elisa Harrison, Senior VP for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Elisa, away from the cattle industry for about 15 years, served for Ag Secretary Ann Veneman back in the George W. Bush years, early 2000s, and before that, involved with the old National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Cattlemen's Association, and she remembers when we were really struggling with beef demand.
Yeah, I remember when we actually came up with the beef demand index because we didn't even know how to measure it. And so it was really very satisfying to actually see that curve, you know, the decline kind of stabilize and start to go up. But we still have challenges today, even though beef demand is steady and we have a lot more questions from consumers, not only in the U.S. but around the world. A lot of, you know, challenges that beef producers are facing as they're raising their cattle. The demand is still very high. And people still love beef, and they want to eat beef. And I think as we look at how the checkoff is helping to create, giving people permission to eat beef, how can we take that to the next level as we continue to face so many protein challenges and just challenges from other food, you know, items that are out there and the abundance and the availability of food from around the world. So we're doing great. We've got some great stuff going, but we have continual challenges that the checkoff is trying to face.
Lisa's been back with the NCBA since this last October. She says she's excited that the cattle industry has gone the way of going digital with their promotion efforts, reaching out through social media to older millennials with kids.
As millennials continue to age and as they build their families, it really is, that's the market, not only today, but 20 years from now. So that's who we're targeting. And clearly, they do everything online. They, you know, 30% of their groceries they buy online. They spend over 50 hours a week online. So if you're not there, you're not reaching a very important target audience. But it's also, the use of technology gives us so many more tools to reach them in very creative, provocative ways in order to get their attention.
NCBA's Elisa Harrison. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau, coming on board with Donald Trump when it comes to a Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. He says that Zippy Duval says American Farm Bureau is calling for a swift confirmation by the Senate. He says that he believes that the justice respects the law and the Constitution as written, and he says we're encouraged by his past positions that courts should not blindly defer to regulatory agencies. You've got farm news on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
That's your farm news from Nashville. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.